Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
These days, it's common to see Kanye West absolutely lash out on artists who once considered him as a mentor. For instance, there's this infamous clip that surfaced in 2018 where he said,
"The fuck I'm doing giving Wanna Love You to Tiana. What the fuck I'm doing giving that Daytona album to Pusha. What the fuck I'm doing, bro? That shit with three dark fantasies that I gave away. These don't appreciate me. All these trying to use me. I'm the greatest artist living and I can do everything."
As well as his infamous appearance on Drink Champs, where he claimed that signing Big Sean was the worst decision he ever made.
"When I die, on my tombstone it's gonna say, I deserve to be here because I signed Big Sean. The worst thing I've ever done was sign Big Sean."
But where did it all go wrong for Kanye and his protégés? And is it really safe to say that he's at fault for this disaster? When it comes to artists who learned from Ye, there's not many that have been influential in their own right, quite like Kid Cudi. After running into Kanye while he was still working in the Bape store, West eventually got interested in Cudi's music when he was put onto him by Plain Pat. After that, he recruited Cudi to help write hooks for his groundbreaking album 808s and Heartbreak, and later he would offer Cudi the chance to join Good Music. The rest is history, with Cudi delivering a classic in the shape of Man on the Moon during his time in the label. But by 2013, he made the decision to leave the label. At the time, he maintained that it was purely from a business standpoint and that it was all love. Yet within a year of them parting ways, the first seeds of the beef were sown. Tensions first rose between Cudi and Ye, stemming from his inclusion on a track on Ye's Yeezus album, which was released without his say-so. Initially, Cudi didn't really mind, but it gradually started to bother him, with him explaining in a 2014 interview with Complex, saying, "The vocals that I did on that song was a couple years old. I forgot which session it was, but it was just a reference. I discovered that I was on the song via Twitter. I saw kids hitting me up like, are you on Guilt Trip? Or saying great job. And I'm like, what the fuck is everyone talking about? Part of me was flattered, like it was kind of cool he thought about me. Then I started thinking about it more. It was like, why not call me and have me come in there and give it? Why underuse me? Why put four bars of my vocals to coax my fans into thinking this is a legitimate Kid Cudi feature on this song, and it isn't?" Even though Kid Cudi voiced his displeasure then, it wasn't enough for things to really boil over, and they even collaborated on Ye's The Life of Pablo album back in 2016. However, things went left when Cudi decided to go on a long tirade about Ye in the industry in its entirety back in September of 2016. My tweets apply to who they apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
"Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ye, Drake, whoever. They don't give a fuck about me. And they ain't fucking with me. They keep you close when they see how powerful you are by yourself. When they see your greatness, out of fear." At the time, Ye was in the midst of the St. Pablo tour, and with a live microphone in his hand, he decided to respond to Cudi's slander.
"Kid Cudi, don't ever mention Ye name. I purge you. Don't try to say who I can do songs with. You mad that I'm doing songs with Drake? Can't nobody tell Ye who you do songs with. Respect the God."
For a while after this, things were tense. But as Cudi went to rehab to cope with mental health and addiction issues, he made amends with Ye. This led to Kid Cudi and Kanye teaming up to make a really great album. You might know it now as Kids See Ghosts. With another classic to their name, they even headlined Camp Flogna together, and Cudi would once again contribute to Ye's music on Donda. However, in a story that's almost too unbelievably petty to be true, it would be Cudi's ties to a white guy from Staten Island that would forever sever their ties. At the height of Ye taking aim at Pete Davidson for hooking up with his ex-wife Kim Kardashian, just associating with him was enough to get Cudi out of Kanye's good graces. Just so everyone knows, Cudi will not be on Donda because he's friends with you-know-who. This time, it was Cudi that clapped back on social media, commenting on his post to say, "Too bad I don't want to be on your album, you fucking dinosaur. Everyone knows I've been the best thing about your albums since I met you." With Cudi claiming that they had already talked about it behind closed doors, only for Ye to flip the script, Cudi took to Twitter to declare that, "You ain't no friend. Bye." From here, it seemed like Cudi had finally reached his breaking point, and when it was unveiled on the tracklist for Pusha T's 2022 album, It's Almost Dry, they said that Rock and Roll with Pusha T would be their final collaboration. "I did this song a year ago when I was still cool with Kanye. I am not cool with that man. He's not a friend, and I only cleared the song for Pusha cause that's my guy. This is the last song you will hear me on with Kanye." For Pusha, there was still no hope that this could maybe get resolved.
"You couldn't even imagine the amount of talking I even had to do to getting the record for the album cleared. Cudi is definitely very strong-willed, man. He's standing on what he's standing on."
As it turned out, Push was right, and he refused to move an inch. Then, in August of 2022, the ties were officially severed. With all due respect, I'm not Drake. Who's about to take a picture with him next week and be friends again, and their beef is squashed? Cudi said. "That's not me. What I say, I mean. I will be done with you. It's gonna take a motherfucking miracle for me and that man to be friends again. I don't see it happening. He gonna have to become a monk." Where Ye's continued disrespect...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
"Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino."
Act in disregard eventually led Cudi to snap. One major rapper that's basically just endured all of the slander from Mr. West is Travis Scott. Although he's never formally been signed to Good Music and only worked as an in-house producer for the label, Travis Scott has spent years under Kanye's wing to the point that he's even referred to him as his stepfather. As was the case with Cudi, everything was cool between them when Travis was clearly the student and Ye was the master. But once he began to have clout in his own right, that's when things got a little difficult. It all started with what Ye saw as a sneak diss from Drake on Travis Scott's Sicko Mode. There's tons of lines from the song that are deemed to be subliminal diss shots at Kanye, such as the line where he said "checks over stripes," referring to how Kanye was signed to Adidas and Drake was on Nike. Considering that Ye and Travis weren't just close confidants, but basically brother-in-laws because Scott was dating Kylie Jenner, Ye saw this as massive betrayal and said as much on Twitter. "How you gonna be on Travis's song coming at me? Trav should have never allowed that. Fuck that Sicko Mode song, family first and always." From there, Wes continued to scold Travis for his disloyalty, but eventually they seemed to reach a truce. "Meeting with Trav tonight. Bet it never be a check over stripes line again on a Trav song on Donda." However, it seemed like Travis wasn't just going to completely roll over, and that same day, he posted a pic reppin' Nike. With speculation running wild, it would actually be Kylie Jenner who'd clarify that they had managed to get over it, and Scott wasn't trying to provoke Ye with his post. "He's not being petty, this is a sweatshirt design. The sock is part of the design. Everyone is good, moved on, living life." For anyone who wasn't aware, Travis had a deal with Nike and still does. It's all been talked out. It's only positive energy. Ever since, the beef has been squashed, and Ye even started a feud with Billie Eilish after she allegedly shaded Travis. But even though it's all good now, Wes still tries to keep Travis in his place.
"You know what I'm saying? I say if somebody copy me, I'm like, you copy me. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell Trav, like, yo, you copy me, boy." You know, and it's like, but because I'm the father, the sons gotta know they the sons. And if you get out of line while I'm still in this king place, I gotta let you know that you my son, and that's what it is, and we can't get nowhere.
Then, on the OG version of Life of the Party from Donda, Ye also had some harsh words about what he saw as Trav pandering to white audiences. "Trav, smile for these white people if you want, while we build a team to get Hoover out the joint." Although Trav ultimately let it slide because he sees Kanye as a father figure, it's safe to say that not all of Kanye's protégés see it that way. In the case of Sighi the Prince, he's been willing to come at his neck when necessary. Signed to Good Music in 2010, Sighi was in a...
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Elite lyricist who just needed a platform, and Ye was happy to give him one when he recognized his skills. For that, Sighi was incredibly grateful.
He posted a song with Yellow Wolf on his, Tumblr, popular. But then he posted my mixtape after that. He's like, whoever this guy is on the second verse is incredible. Then the next day he posted my mixtape, because I guess he heard my mixtape and my video, and I was just like, wow, you gotta let me meet him.
Over the years, Sighi would become an integral part of Good Music, but it certainly wasn't on the front line. Instead, he has been working behind the scenes and making Kanye's projects as quotable as they are by being a ghostwriter.
I've been contributing to some of the biggest projects to come out over the past 3 or 4 years.
I mean, how many Kanye songs have you gotten credits on?
I think about 30, 40.
30 or 40 songs.
Eventually, Sighi got a little sick of working behind the scenes, but not before releasing Elephant in the Room, a track where he took shots at not just Ye, but Pusha and Teyana Taylor as well. Sit the fuck down, Mr. West, I ain't done yet. When you and your little Lambo on Sunset, I'm riding with a gun next to me, and it sounds like a little boy playing with a drum set. Pusha shit snapped. Nah, I'm lying, man. That shit's crap. Okay, Teyana got a fat ass, but she won't let nobody in the click tap. Harsh as his words were, Sighi later backtracked, claiming that it was actually for a concept collab project between them.
That was actually an album we were doing. We was going to do this Dr. Dre Eminem album, and that was a song Kanye actually gave me. I just wanted to make it feel like that kind of vibe when I did it. You know, how Eminem used to always go at Dre. That's what I wanted to do.
What's crazy is that calling West out like that wasn't the main thing that put a strain on their relationship. Instead, it was contributions as a ghostwriter on Sicko Mode that caused the biggest problems, considering it contained a sneak diss sent Ye's way.
I feel my buddy keep feeling a certain kind of way with me. I'm like, damn, what's going on? My buddy like, yeah. He telling everybody, yeah, this the nigga who wrote this. This the nigga from Sicko Mode. I'm like, okay, I felt it was kind of strange, but I didn't know what was really going on. I'm like, okay. I don't know about the Drake and Ye beat. That was their thing. I wasn't gonna get into that. That's above my pay grade. But it started kind of tricky. My guy kind of not feeling me like that.
Left on the outs with Ye, the fallout from Sicko Mode continued to rage, and on the unreleased version of Life of the Party, West basically said that he can accept no more royalties coming his way from new contributions to Kanye's songs. Sighi told me to my face that Sicko Mode was his biggest song. Well, go, cause Donda was the best ghostwriter I ever had. Sighi must have known that doing anything which Ye could see as disrespect is a bad idea. But sometimes, it doesn't matter how loyal you are.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
To Mr. West and his cause, you can still end up being cast aside by him. Just look at Big Sean, for example. The Detroit rapper was originally seen as a major contender for the prize of mainstream rap's new king. Over time, he didn't exactly fulfill that promise, but he still had a very respectable career. Despite this and the gratefulness he always shown to Ye, he still ended up getting majorly disowned by Ye during his first legendary appearance on Drink Champs.
When I die, on my tombstone, it's gonna say, I deserve to be here because I signed Big Sean.
Initially, Big Sean just took this in stride and said that he would be making an appearance on Drink Champs soon, June to tell his side of the story. And when he did appear on the show with Nori, it was obvious that he still had mixed emotions about it. But above all, he was hurt by it.
First, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. Then I took it personal. I took it personal because I'm the only artist who's put out 5 albums under Good Music. Cudi left a long time ago, business-wise. You know what I'm saying? And they still clicked up and linked up, right? So I'm the only artist who put out 5 albums under Good Music. I'm the only one who put out back-to-back-to-back number ones, platinum albums, double platinum albums. He texted me the next day and said, I want to meet with you and your mom to begin healing on both sides. And I was angry. I took it too personally because it's like you publicly humiliated me when I've been down for you. I love Kanye, bro. I love him for the opportunity he gave me and all these things. But I thought what he said was some bitch-ass shit. And I thought that wasn't godly. It was a personal attack for no reason. He didn't have to do all that.
So where he once would have did pretty much anything for Ye, the disrespect meant that he was now happy to open up about how Kanye shortchanged him as well.
When I heard what he was talking about, it didn't make sense because my manager saw my record deal and said, this is a shitty record deal. I would never say that though, because why? It was an opportunity. I could work my way out of anything. Jay Brown said it was the worst deal he'd ever seen. I had to spend my own money auditing my label because millions of dollars are missing, and you can tell when millions of dollars are missing.
Later revealing that his first advance was just $15K, Big Sean eventually brought his frustrations out on a record on Benny the Butcher's Timeless with Lil Wayne, spitting, signed the slave deal, now I'm up owning my masters. Watch me turn good to great. Since leaving Good Music, Big Sean has had a new lease of life, dropping one of his best album in years in the shape of Detroit 2. However, he wasn't the only person who had something to prove with that album, as its lead producer also knows what it's like to have Kanye churn on you. As to what went wrong between them, Hit-Boy has claimed that everything was cool until he started producing for another pop icon. I haven't been a fan of Kanye on a personal or human level since he told me face to face he stopped picking my beats because I worked with Beyonce, said Hit-Boy on Instagram. This is after...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I produced Paris, Click, and a myriad of other songs slash projects for him and his label Good Music in the 2 years I was signed to them. Later down the line, he shared with GQ that transitioning from a place of deep respect and receiving mentorship from Kanye to essentially being left to fend for himself was a challenging experience. Honestly, bro, there were points where I've been driven damn near crazy over this. Being in a position where I know how ill I am, but then people's general perception after I stopped working with Good was that I wasn't basically doing shit no more. It's like every single year I'm catching big joints, I'm still doing big shit, but it's not connecting as much because of the brand. And also when I was doing Paris and all of these records, you never heard Kanye in any interview shouting me out. That was my whole point. It's just like Beyonce wasn't the only person I worked with when I was on Good Music. Bro, I worked with so many artists and I never heard anything until I locked in with her. So that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I had to bury those emotions for years. The way he was speaking just sparked me to tell my side. This is how I feel. Although Wes had claimed that his issue with Hit-Boy didn't stem from him working with Beyonce, it's clear that they must have found some kind of common ground, as evidenced by their collaboration on the track Easy featuring The Game. But where Hit-Boy had to struggle to get back to a favorable position after Ye threw him aside, at least it isn't quite as bad to what happened to Teyana Taylor during her time on Good Music. Because unfortunately, that spell on the label basically chased her out of the music business. Inking a deal with Good Music in 2012, Teyana's career on Good never got off the ground the way it should have. In 8 years, she released 3 albums, and by the time that the last one launched, she explicitly wanted out of her contract. But let's go back to 2018, when the problem really started. That summer, Teyana was set to release the record KTSE as part of the Good Music slate of 7-track albums. Initially, she was skeptical, but came around to the idea when Ye made it seem like her record was the grand finale.
I didn't know, like, ahead of time that it wouldn't be any singles or visuals. I didn't know none of that, but I knew that it was gonna be the 5-album thing, and they wanted mine to be last. He wanted mine to be the biggest. That's what I knew, the way they sauced it up. I was sold.
As the album dropped, it was clear that it was an afterthought for Ye, and the whole thing was fumbled. Ye didn't even properly credit guest vocals for Mickey Blanco, and suddenly Teyana was getting the backlash. This led Teyana to have to take to Twitter to share her annoyance about how it all went down. Everybody who knows that I had the biggest issue with how KTSE was handled as a whole. KTSE was more of a Kanye album than it was a Teyana Taylor album. Following this incident, there appeared to
be Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
NBA shift in Tiana's relationship with Ye and good music. During an appearance on Cam Newton's Smoke and Sip, she revealed that 2020's The Album would be her final record, as she couldn't work under the good music framework anymore.
I put in a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I worked very, very hard, and I felt like the label wasn't really hearing me and mm-hmm. seeing me. I felt underappreciated. It's mm-hmm. not that I retired permanently. It's more like I just don't feel like I want to move another inch for mm-hmm. a company.
Considering how much talent Tiana had, it's crazy that the environment Ye and co-created was so much of a burden that she actively gave up her career over it. With Good Music's deal with Def Jam expired since 2022, and no word of a new distributor, Kanye has maybe had enough of being a label owner, and is probably for the best.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.